Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to what I perceive as another, another session of sanity. There's no other way to put it. And I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us again here on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation so you're part of the solution. And I got a lot happening. We're going to talk about the origins of Easter, what it really means. Should you use the term Easter? How about that one? That's always one that I'm curious about. And so we're going to have Pastor David Hague on with us after the break. You know, this bloodbath thing that's been going around, still, they still won't give up on it. And it's showing the hypocrisy behind them, or maybe they're just so blinded by their own ignorance, by their own hate, that they just can't see it. Right? So here's Nancy Pelosi, I hope, talking about, not just Nancy Pelosi, many on the left, talking about this bloodbath scenario.
But you demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident. But I think I'm worth the trouble, quite frankly. I love the fray. I'm not...
So this is, she loves doing this to people. Right? Isn't this great? Okay, here's one from MSNBC with the... What do they call her? Rachel Maddow? Here, take a listen.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies as part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats,
a bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
It's in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath. It's
predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath this November.
a bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath
in Alabama into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath. It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like
presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Flute, in my opinion, bloodbath. The Democrats are
calling it a ticket sales turned into a bloodbath. Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath.
It's just amazing. Now, they use it, Nilly Willy, they use it on a regular basis, and all of a sudden, it's bad for us. When Trump uses the word, it means he's strictly looking for violence in the streets. Right? I mean, seriously. When they use it, oh, it's so righteous. It's so real. It's so okay. This is what I'm talking about. And they have no perception of reality. They are self-deceived to a big degree. You want to play a level playing field, that's one thing. But you don't seem to want to. You're afraid because you got nothing to fight with. And when you use terms like, you know, again, bloodbath, that doesn't mean you want blood in the streets. That's painting a picture of how bad it's going to be, how nasty it's going to be. Now, seriously, so I would venture to say, I'm not standing next to him, I haven't asked him the question, but those who support him are very much aware that he's not talking about a physical bloodbath. Now, you want to talk about people who want the physical bloodbath? I can play you 20 to 30 minutes of Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, go to the whole list of them calling for physical violence. And you won't left, you won't say a word. For some odd reason, you won't say anything. I assume you think it's okay. Wouldn't you? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Okay, when we return, Pastor David Hay will join us. He's, we're talking about Easter, right? Is it really Easter for Christians? Where did the term Easter come from? What do we need to know about it? I mean, truly, you should have a clue as to what you're celebrating, should you not? All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Basid, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I love when you guys get involved. Even if you do it with the chat room online and you send me an email, listen, I can't make it any easier for you guys. Right? If you want to check out the show, watch it live, listen live, it's joemessina.com, joemessina.com. If you want to send me an email, it's just as easy. It's joe@joemessina.com. Joe@joemessina.com. Very, very, very easy to do it. So, you know, I always tell you something. Just because I have a mic doesn't mean I'm an expert, right? I like to bring on the experts that have a clue. We talk about issues and things going on in and around us. And coming up is Easter, or what we refer to as Easter. Now, you know me. I'm I'm a bit of a word freak. I call it Resurrection Sunday. But what is the true meaning of Easter? What is it okay to call it Easter? What does it really mean? So, again, like I say, gotta bring on the expert, because I don't really have a clue. I have a feeling, not a clue. So I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me here. He's a pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County, and I always appreciate his time and his insight on these things. And so, Pastor, I'll start with wishing you a happy Resurrection Day, and then we can go from there. How's that?
Sounds great, Joe.
I want to know what a chocolate bunny has to do with a resurrecting Jesus.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we Americans, and certainly the people in the West, we tend to take every holiday and make it a secular thing for those who don't want it to be religious. I mean, we do that with Christmas. You have, everybody knows Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth, who is Jesus the Christ. And, you know, everybody knows that Easter starts off with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we see in the Gospels. But in a secular society, and in what we call a pluralistic society, where we have several different competing ideologies that aren't all religious, it's just part of the consumer-driven commercialization that we have. You know, Christmas just being the birth of Christ doesn't sell well, but if you can turn it into Santa and you can turn it into snowflakes and, you know, sleigh rides and jingle bells, then it sells. So, I mean, I am one of those guys who believes it's Christmas and I believe it's resurrection, but I'm not one of those guys who's going to go around, you know, yelling at people if they say happy holidays. I mean, I want to be someone who lives out the biblical worldview, but does it in a way that is just going to show people ours is a better story. We're not attacking theirs. I mean, Easter comes from Ishtar, and there's a, you know, it's a pagan celebration of spring, and that's why you have eggs, and that's why you have special flowers, Easter flowers, and that's why you have bunnies, because they're all pictures of spring and new life. So that's where that comes from.
Yeah, really, really interesting. And look, I don't want to, you know me, I don't want to hit somebody over the head with a 2x4 to get them to say what I want them to say. But I sometimes feel like we lose the true meaning of things, and not just from a religious point of view, but we lose the true meaning of some things because we don't use the proper verbiage. And, you know, I've talked to some of my friends who have kids, and I go, separate the two. I mean, if you really are afraid of taking them away, just make a distinction. Have your chocolate bunny on the day, or your Easter basket, or whatever it is. But make sure you explain to the kids what the day truly is all about. I mean, not a bad way to go, is it?
Well, no. You'll like this. You know, we raised three kids. They're all, the youngest is 36 now. But every Resurrection Sunday morning, we did Resurrection Basket. And I would, you know, I'd put some nice things in a basket. I'd get up early, and I'd hide it around the house. And I always put a piece of paper on top of the basket that said, "He is risen, Andy." That's my son's name. "He is risen, Ellen." "He is risen, Abby." And it was just a nice way to give our kids a treat. But it was also, they got up in the morning early and they went searching for their basket in the same way that the ladies got up early and went searching for the tomb. And, you know, growing up in a pastor's house, our kids always knew that the real celebration was one that God had put together, that after Jesus died on the cross and really was dead, and then 3 days later he rose again, that's a great celebration.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want us to lose the meaning, and I want to make sure that people know what it's about, which is why I keep like beating up that day and Christmas and a few other days in the year. But you know, somebody had asked me a while back, I meant to talk to you about this, but maybe you can hit it now, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. But I was talking to somebody about Easter who's not a believer, and he said to me, "You know, you guys say that he died in 3 days he rose. How do you get 3 days from Friday, Good Friday, as you guys call it, his words, not mine, to Sunday morning? How is that 3 days and three nights?" And
yeah,
I said, I can't really explain it to you, but the Jewish day is different than our day, but I'm not a scholar. Can you deal with that?
Well, Yeah, the way that it was counted in the Old Testament and the New Testament. If it's Friday and I've got Friday, I got part of Friday, okay? He was crucified and he went in the grave on Friday. And then I have Saturday. And then I have Sunday. So I have parts of 3 days. It wasn't saying it's got to be three 24-hour days. It's got to be three parts of 3 days. And that's just how they counted things back then. But I think there are other questions that are stronger than that. Like, you know, he didn't really rise from the dead, did he? So, you know, there's some theories about that. One of them would be that, well, maybe he didn't really die. He's on the cross, right? And he's got blood coming out of his legs and his hands and his side. And before he was crucified, they flogged him, and he had copious amounts of blood. And then they drove a spear into the side of him, it says, and blood came out mingled with water. But maybe he really wasn't dead. He just lapsed. And so they put him in the tomb. But when you think that way, then you say, okay, wait a minute. The coolness of the tomb revived him, and somehow he got strong enough to roll the stone away, a stone that the women who were coming the next day were wondering, how can three of us roll it? And then somehow he was able to overpower the Roman guards or maybe evade them. I mean, the whole idea of, oh, he didn't really die, that is preposterous. Some people say, well, maybe the disciples came and stole the body. And you go, okay, so these men who were not trained in hand-to-hand combat, they come and somehow they either evade or overthrow a squad of Roman soldiers, and they steal the body, and then what? The soldiers would have
known. You got to hold that thought. We got a commercial, and I don't want you to forget that, because again, these are great points. And you know, people who aren't believers always kind of ask some of these questions, so it's great to have some answers to them. Yeah. Joe Mateen, your host, don't go far. Pastor David Hague will be with us on the other side of the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are working 24/7, leaning in,
and trying to make sure that we get that hostage deal so that we have a temporary ceasefire so that we can get that all-important aid into Gaza.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of diplomatic efforts. Peter Navarro, a former advisor to Donald Trump, has turned himself in to begin his four-month prison term at a Miami facility Tuesday. Navarro found guilty of contempt of Congress last year. The FBI reports a continued decline in crime rates across the U.S. Recent data for the fourth quarter of 2023 indicates a 6% decrease in reported violent crime compared to the previous year. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Send me an email if you have any questions. Joe@JoeMessina.com. Joe@JoeMessina.com. Let me bring him on. Pastor David Haig joins me. He's a pastor of a large church in Los Angeles County. And, Pastor, are you still doing your blog?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell people where they can find that blog. There's a lot of wisdom in it. People to take a look at it.
DavidWHaig.com.
Boy, that's too easy.
Yeah, I know.
Right? You can't forget that one. So we were talking about Easter and symbolisms of Easter and how you reach out maybe to your neighbors, to your kids, and make sure they've got a solid understanding of what it means that Christ had to rise. You were talking about some of the questions as to whether he rose bodily or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, people, you know, there have been a lot of theories that try and discount the whole idea of resurrection. The first one was that, well, maybe he never went anywhere. Maybe his body was there. Well, then all the Romans had to do was open the tomb and show it. Or maybe he didn't die. Well, then he... You know, that's preposterous. He had to overpower the Roman guards, even though he'd lost copious amounts of blood. And then some people say, well, maybe the disciples stole him. They came and somehow they overpowered the guards, rolled the stone away, took the body. Well, if that were the case, then they would know that the disciples did it. The guards would have known, and they would have arrested him. But, Peter and the rest of the disciples were walking around Jerusalem proclaiming that he had risen from the dead. And, you know, they would have arrested him if that were the case. And they probably would have searched and found and paraded it down to Main Street, Jerusalem, and debunked this whole Christian movement at the very beginning. But they didn't. And so, you know, the whole idea that he arose from the dead became the story of these disciples. And if it was a hoax, is it really reasonable to believe that these guys Levin plus Matthias, who was at Judas's place, would go and spend the rest of their lives, and many of them were martyred. Would they do that for a lie? I mean, all of the theories that are trying to debunk the resurrection, they don't hold any water. The simplest example, the simplest story, is that he was God, and he rose from the dead. And here's why that's important. Because the resurrection validates what the cross was about. Without the resurrection, the cross was just martyrdom. Another instance of some good teacher that was martyred. We'd have never heard of him. We only heard about Jesus because of the resurrection. And it's the epitome of God's grace in coming, and he took our sin on the cross, and then he rose to defeat death. So we understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Why? Because Jesus Christ took our place. And now, through faith in Christ, God the Father will accept Christ's death as though it were mine, and his resurrection as though it were mine. And that's why I know that someday when he comes back, I'm going to have a new body and I'm going to live with Christ forever.
Thank you, God, for a new body. That's all I'm going to say.
Paul says in Philippians 3, he says, you know what? I'm a citizen of heaven. And one day he's going to come and he has the power to change this body into one like his glorious body that's fitted for eternity. I mean, that's the best end of any story right there.
You know, I've heard you teach along this line, and some of the questions are asked. You know, you have the three major religions, right? Judaism, Islam, and Christianity. And
yeah.
You know, people will say, well, we serve the same God, number one, comma, and what makes yours different? You know, Joe, what makes yours different? And you know, as you said a second ago, you alluded to, I mean, really, a big part of our belief system hinges on the fact, did he rise or didn't he? Because if he didn't rise, if it's all a fallacy, then this is just a bad trip. Right?
Exactly. Well, you know, especially Islam, we often say that they want you to die for them, but our God, he came and died for us. And so the whole idea of the resurrection in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul actually says, you know, if Christ didn't raise from the dead, then we're all, of most people, most miserable. Why? Because we have been living a certain way, restraining our desires, trying to be holy, loving our neighbor, loving our enemies for a hoax. But then he goes on to say, but Christ has risen from the dead. And he appeared to 500 people within that 50 days after his resurrection, many of whom were still alive when the gospel writers were saying he rose from the dead. I mean, they would have stood up or written something and said, no, he didn't. That's a hoax. But there's no record of that. So, you know, the bottom line is the Bible is true. God is real. God is right. And God is reliable. And so, you know, this year on March 31st, Christians all over the world are going to get together and celebrate the resurrection of Christ. And I just don't believe that it would have lasted this long and been this pervasive and done so much good in benevolent work, in medicine and missionaries and fed the poor and all these things if everything was based on a myth. It just wouldn't be. It's not reasonable.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you, and it's understanding what we believe. I think you and I have discussed this in the past about how you know, some Christians, I'm not so sure they really understand what it is they believe or say they believe, if you would. And it's hard to step out, and it's hard to practice something when you really don't know what it is you believe seriously. So
and I think in the past, is our churches have become consumer-driven. And we have a lot of churches that just want to make people feel good. You know, come on, we're going to tell you how wonderful you are. God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life. And what they leave out is the brokenness of sin. And the big problem that humanity faces is that we come into this world with a nature that is driven to sin. And God says, I'm not going to put up with sin. Any sin deserves eternal punishment. That's what the Bible teaches. But God is gracious, not willing that we should perish. And so he sends his son to die in our place. It's like we all have a debt before the court of heaven that we can neither pay nor escape. And we can't pay it because it's an eternal debt. So God the Son comes, takes our sin on himself, and dies in our place and for our benefit. And the validation of all that Christ said and did, including his death, is that he rose from the dead. He beat death, and he does it for us.
Yeah, it is a message that needs to be told over and over again, and it needs to be told in reality. It needs to be told with conviction, in my opinion. It's not just a great little, you know, I don't know, Huckleberry Finn story or whatever, crazy story. It's truth.
Well, if you go to the book of Acts and the story of, you know, what happened after the resurrection and how these disciples are going out talking, in every chapter for the first 5 or 6 chapters, their main story is the resurrection. The main thing they say is that he rose from the dead. Paul, Peter does it in Acts 2. This Jesus, whom you crucified, God raised from the dead. We think of the cross, or we think of God's love, we think of grace as the main thing that we, kind of the selling point of the gospel. But in the apostolic world of the book of Acts, the primary thing was the resurrection. Because without that, nothing else stands in Christianity.
Agreed. Okay. We're going to break here in a second. And you know how I love to do this to you. I'm going to throw a curveball at you, which is I peruse the sites on Facebook and other places, and, you know, I get emails from all kinds of people. And there are many of our Christian brothers and sisters that are under the impression that we are in end times, that it's any day now when you look at everything that's going on. So I'll give you a commercial break to try to think about that and how you would respond to that. Because, again, a lot of what I'm getting, a lot of these Christians are sitting back and seem to be just waiting for Christ to show up. And I don't, personally, I don't think that's the right thing to do. We need to keep plugging forward. So we'll talk about that when we get on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up. While you head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. A lot going on there on the website. You can sign up for the email blast. You can give a thumbs up to the stories. Let the writers know that you like what they're putting out there. Lots happening. You know, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Always appreciate your time. Let me get back to my guests because, you know, these issues to me are important. If they're important to you, then listen, pay attention, because you're going to get a lot of good information, seriously. So I've asked Pastor David Haig to join me today. He's a pastor of a large church here in Los Angeles County. And first of all, Pastor Haig, I appreciate you coming on with me. With short notice, mind you, but I appreciate you coming on with me. And this Easter issue needs to be known. You know, people, I love the fact that the way you laid it out, the way you put it out there. Matter of fact, people in the chat room, you know, are loving your knowledge and the way you're laying things out. I told you that I'm getting emails from other Christian friends of mine and that are asking me about end times and saying they're looking around, they're looking at what's happening, and they're saying, hey, it's got to be any day now. Why keep fighting this fight? We're already lost here in this country. We've already lost our godly center. Why bother if Christ is just around the corner?
Yeah, well, the bottom line is there are several places in the New Testament where Jesus and other of the writers say these are the last days. Technically, the last days began at the incarnation. The birth of Christ initiated us into the last days. And the whole idea that Christ could come at any moment, it's the doctrine of the imminency, it really has a two sides. Number one, we are to live as though Jesus could come right now. But if we're honest, we look back and we look at the first century and we'd have to say in hindsight it wasn't imminent. And there are also some things that the Bible says has to happen. For one thing, the gospel has to go into all the world, and then the end comes, we read in Matthew. And there are wars and rumors of wars, and it is the beginning of the tribulation that precedes the return of Christ. So I think if you really want to be technically right, we've been heading toward a cliff, and now we are going along the cliff, and at any moment, Christ could come, and we would go. But it might be another 100 years. It might be 1,000 years. And so Christ told his disciples when he got them together on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, he says, look, I want you to go out and be lights in this world. I don't want you to be hermits. You don't take the gospel of the kingdom, the message of Christ, the message of salvation, and hide it under a bushel. No, you put your light out there and you shine it so that people will see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. The whole idea at the end of Matthew is that he sends his disciples out into all the world. And there are over 7,000 languages that still don't have the Bible in their language.
Wow.
There are unreached people groups. There's something like 379 of them. And so our job is to continue praising the Lord and taking the gospel across the water and across the street, quite frankly. I'm involved with some guys who live here in Santa Cruz, and at Christmas I was explaining why Christians celebrate the birth of a Jewish king. And I went through the whole Bible thing and what Christ is about, what salvation is, what faith is. And at the end of the lunch, a couple of them came up to me and said, I've never heard that. Now, these are guys. These are well-educated people in our neighborhood. Yep. So please don't run up your credit card and think, okay, Christ's going to come. I'm just going to quit. No, we're supposed to be found doing his will when he comes.
Oh, I totally agree with you, and you're right. I've had people who, not that I'm the smartest guy in the room, obviously, but I've had people that I thought were well-versed in God's Word, well-versed in the Bible, and they have never heard some of the most, or understood, I should say, some of the most rudimentary scriptures there are, you know,
right.
and what their job is and what their goal is.
There's no substitute for someone who says, I'm a Christ follower. There's no substitute for knowing the Bible. In Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if you're going to come after me, in other words, if you're going to follow after me, you have to deny yourself. That is, deny the passions and the desires that are selfishly wrapped up in your brain. You got to deny those things. You got to take up your cross, that is, identify with me, and follow me. And follow Christ means to be so closely identified with him that people see us as belonging to him. Not that we're following him. Oh, yeah, he's up there. He's a mile away, but I'm following him. That's not to follow Christ. To follow Christ is to see all things through the lens of loving God, loving his word, and loving people.
As you were speaking, someone sent me an email, and what they said was, what's his take on immigration from a Christian standpoint? Are we to let anybody in and feed them and clothe them? Is that a Christian viewpoint?
Well, number one, I would say we're a system of laws. And I think it's fine to let immigrants come in, but they should come in the right way. Right now, the southern border especially is so porous that we're watching Chinese men that are military grade, military age. We're seeing all kinds of criminals coming in. And no, I believe in law and order. Jesus Christ certainly believed in law and order. He believed in right and wrong. And so we should have a way for people to come in legally, and we should protect ourselves from those who want to come in and ruin our country and ruin our people. That's my belief.
Yeah, well, and that's why I tell you, Christianity is not one where you just let anything happen anytime, anyhow. because you want to feel for somebody. It's not how it works. All right. You got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and I'm going to do something I normally don't do. The mic is yours. See if you can preach a resurrection message in 2.5 to 3 minutes. I know that's going to be hard, but give it a try.
Well, I think, you know, anybody who has been in America and has ever heard about Jesus knows that he was a man who came, he taught, he worked miracles, he raised people from the dead. Lazarus comes to mind. But more importantly, he came and taught us a different way to live. And then he said, we're all sinners. And as I've said before, we have a debt before the court of heaven that we can't pay and we can't escape. We're in a horrible way. And if we die and we stand before God, he's going to point out all the things that we've done that we shouldn't do and the things that we didn't do that we should have done. And the punishment in the court of heaven is eternal. It's terrible. But he said, I'm not going to let sin win. When Adam and Eve sinned, he immediately set in a plan by which those who were destined to be judged eternally could actually, by faith, become a part of what Jesus Christ was going to accomplish. So Christ comes, he dies, as I've said, he goes to the cross, 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. That is, our sin was imputed to him, and he went to the cross and took the full unobstructed wrath of God for our sin. And then he comes to us and he says, if you will entrust your life to me, if you will call me your Savior and your Lord, and the Spirit of God comes into your life, it will transform you into a better person, both for his glory and for your neighbor's sake. And it all comes down to this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, you know, in the 1700s, there was a guy named Blaise Pascal. He was a French mathematician, scientist, and theologian. And he came up with the wager. What I've just told you is what I believe. I believe God's real. I believe I'm a sinner. I believe I can become forgiven and a member of God's family through faith in Christ. He said, you know, that's what I believe. If I'm wrong, I've really lost nothing. But if you're wrong, if you don't believe that, and you're wrong, you've lost everything. Now think about that. The offer of salvation in Christ, forgiveness, and eternal love is being offered to you by God himself. He's just saying, come to me, all you who labor, are heavy laden, you're guilty, you're broken, come to me. I will transform your life. I will forgive your sin, and I will love you forever. That's a great deal.
You know, I hear people complain about how hard it is to be a Christian, and I go, actually, I don't think it is. I really don't. I think that, you know, to your point, you turn your life over. We're going to make mistakes. Of course we're going to make mistakes. We're going to fight off some old thoughts in our heads and things that we used to do that we want to continue to do. Of course we are. But don't make it sound like it's such a hard labor, you know, like that you got all this weight on your shoulders, because it really doesn't work that way. We feel like most Christians I know feel like they're missing out on something, and they don't have to. So.
Well, there's an old commentator named Alexander White, W-H-Y-T-E, and he said, if you follow Christ and you take up your cross, you will find it just so much burden as wings are to a bird.
That's great. I could steal that one. Anyway, hey, Pastor Haig, thanks for coming on again. Your blog is?
DavidWHaig.com.
All right, perfect. Hey, God bless. Thanks for being with me, and you have a great Bye. Resurrection day.
Thanks. Appreciate what you're doing, Joe.
All right, thanks. Catch up with you later. All right, people. Same to you. I mean, some of you can't pick up the show every day or you don't listen every day, traveling, that kind of stuff. You know, give some thought to what Sunday really is. If you're not a Christian, well, give some thought to what it is anyway. I mean, seriously. If you are, give a thought to who you can touch out to. I mean, who you can reach out to, who you can touch, who you can help. Because that's really what it's all about. It's about lifting up other people, helping other people out of the situation or the negative haze they might be in. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. We want you back here with us tomorrow.